Hot 105 with us this morning from Positive Images, Inc. We have Georgia Foster. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you today?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Quite well. Tell us about Positive Images, Inc.
Well, we're a 501c3 nonprofit Florida organization. We've been around since 1997. Our mission is to help individuals who sometimes are lost in the system. We address men and women for job interviews. We have a transitional housing program in North Miami for men and women. We help homeless veterans. Part of our mission is to help people with health issues. And so the Obamacare is something that we're working on during the open enrollment.
The Affordable Health Care Act, also called Obamacare, right now is the enrollment period. And how long will this go on?
It's open now. And so our organization will help you to enroll or re-enroll. And we work on helping you with subsidies so that you don't have to pay quite as much for your insurance. We also help you to prevent that penalty that's going to come up in 2016.
And speak a little bit about that penalty, because those that don't enroll in the Affordable Health Care Act or Obamacare will be penalized this year via the IRS.
The Affordable Care Act is a law, and so there's a requirement that people have insurance. The ones who are not working can get Medicaid. There's a cost-sharing program. However, the cost-sharing program doesn't provide all of the medical care that people need. But with Obamacare, you can choose the physicians and the healthcare professionals through the Obamacare and insurance agencies that we're working with. Some are Coventry, Molina, Ambetter, and several others. Humana is one of them. And you would get the same insurance if you didn't get through the Obamacare. However, you might not be able to get the subsidy.
This can be a confusing process, and you can help individuals navigate through the system, whether they want Medicaid or Obamacare, and you can do this. And what's your contact number?
954-484-1824. We can service anybody in Florida. It's very important that you get the health care. I've talked to one lady who works as a front desk person with a dentist, and she said that she would prefer to get the penalty. I explained to her that she has three children, so in 2016, she would be paying $650 for herself and the three children, and that is really not thinkable because she could get an insurance where she might only have to pay $18 a month, or in some cases, it might be nothing.
And also, we tend to use the emergency room as our first stop for medical treatment, and that's going to change the way we're treated at the emergency rooms now.
Yes. It is. Unless you really have a life-threatening illness, emergency rooms will not be able to help you. That's going on now, but they're going to be a little bit stringent on not helping you. It's very important that you have insurance to avoid that. Avoid having to go to the emergency room. If it's not an emergency, they're not going to help you.
And again, what's the penalty going to be for 2016 if you don't have Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Act insurance?
It's $365, I think.
And that'll be administered by the IRS, so there's no way to hide.
There's no way to hide it.
And the open enrollment period is now until December the 15th. And what else would you like to add?
I would say get registered before December 15th. They say that it's from November 1st to January 1st. There are going to be some instances where you won't be able to get the spot that you need because those spots are already taken up.
We need to be proactive and get signed up early.
Right.
We are talking about enrolling for the Affordable Health Care Act, or commonly known as Obamacare, and with us this morning from Positive Images, Inc. with great information, Georgia Foster. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.